So the problems you would come up with is to get someone. Well, do you think that are you going to do the counseling on your side? Is that your plan? How was it?
That's a great question. I wasn't asked, but
no, the counseling is as we see with him, he's going around.
Yeah, no, but somebody's got to literally do the clicker and like the blink forward. So I was just going to come up with this.
Good morning. My name is Reverend Marjorie Matty, and it's nice to welcome you here this morning. I want to say that this is probably going to be one of the most exciting services we have all year, and it's one that I don't preach at, which I think is saying a lot. I'd like to welcome all of the visitors who are with us this morning, especially those who are here to revel with our Hop Brook dancers and our Pocket Flyers, which I love both those names. Dear visitors, you are here this morning, but you are welcome to be with us on any given Sunday. That's sort of a hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Please come back. We consider you to be a part of our First Parish community, as are your children who dance. We welcome all who enter this sanctuary, our longtime members, or those of you who have just found your way here for the first time this morning. Each and all are welcome to safely bring your whole self into this meeting house, where we hold many beliefs but gather as one. This space is our sanctuary. It is a place of reverence, so we ask you to take a moment to silence or turn off your cell phones. Okay, I'll trust you. We invite you to be mindfully present to the raucousness that will unfold here this morning, allowing it to inspire, compel, and or stir some deeply held emotions that we all probably remember somewhere, some place deep in our subconscious. Our opening words this morning are by the Reverend Katie Lee Crane. They're written many years ago. She's our minister emeritus, so I wanted to share them with you. Winter is upon us, the longest night, the shortest day. It is that time of year when darkness triumphs. It is the time when we are awake in the night, dancing, singing, reveling, to bring back the light, to call the sun from the womb of night. Why do we do this? Why here, in this tradition-filled white meeting house, are we dancing and reveling and reenacting ancient rituals originally designed to bring back the sun and ensure the rebirth of the natural world? Is this a worship service? We think that it is. And more than that, it is a collection of many ancient traditions sifted and mixed here at First Parish over many years, so that now it is also a First Parish of Sudbury tradition. You see, for so many ancient people, their relationship to nature was so elemental that it was sacred. The sun was a source of life. The night was death. As they began to chronicle certain natural cycles, they also introduced certain rituals. They lit fires to lure back the sun. They made noise and they stomped and they jumped to wake up the sun. So why do we do it here? We dance and revel because it honors Earth-centered traditions, which as contemporary Unitarian Universalists, we cite as one of our sources of meanings for ourselves. We dance and revel because we have talented adults willing to share their passion for these sacred and folk traditions, so many talented youth who have been studying these traditional dances throughout their years here at First Parish. We do it for the same reasons. We do so many other things here. It builds and sustains our community. Working in teams, young people and adults get to know each other and to collaborate. For us, it's holy because of the human bonds it creates. It's holy because it revives ancient holy traditions. It's church because it's our church, our tradition, something that grew organically from the exuberance and talents of people here. There's something beautiful and strange in this music. To hear it is to believe that Morris dancing was a sacred ritual.
Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound's the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep and miles to go before I sleep. Thank you.
Please rise in body and or spirit to sing hymn number 56 in the gray hymnal, Bells in the High Tower.
Was the Night of the Solstice by Suncat of Hearthfire, with apologies to Henry Livingston. 'Twas the night of the solstice, the party was done. Soon we would gather to call back the sun. The season of winter was half the way through. We called for the mother to birth him anew. The children were quiet or now fast asleep. The elders drew nigh then the solstice to keep. All were prepared, and the circle was raised, in peace and in silence as deep as a cave. The priestess then lifted the sword upon high. The priest made the ancient call to the sky, so ancient that cry that asks for rebirth, as mother and sunchild are called to the earth. Then what to our wondering eyes did appear? The Lord and the Lady our folk all revere. What is your need that you call us this night? Bring us, we chorused, the child of the light. Lady, who art the seasons of birth, come to us, bless us, dear Mother Earth. We hear you, she answered, and so it shall be. As solstice is here, I return him to thee. But remember your promise and cherish your land. For he gives both the seed and the death by his hand. The silence was total. The priestess bowed low. The priest gave salute, asking, what do we owe? You owe us your laughter, he said, and your love, and in all of your magics, respect for her grove. Rape not her body, nor pillage her soil. Labor with love and give free of your toil. And follow the seasons of moon and of sun. Do so with love, and we always will come. to comfort and guide you, to bring you rebirth. So give of your love to your land, Mother Earth. So saying, they faded. We wondering looked on, the solstice rite done with the morning bird song. The message they gave us was of love, not of pain, that the land that we cherish be fruitful again. The circle was ended, the peace yet abides, through cycles of seasons, and love will not hide. Her children who met them that night in the grove still cherish the land and their message of love. Please rise in body or spirit, or both, and join in singing hymn number 226, also in the gray hymnal.
Whistling by Elizabeth Partridge. Jake, Daddy whispers, it's almost time. I poke my head out of my warm sleeping bag. The air is tingly and cold. Millions of tiny stars glitter in the sky. Way up high, Orion stands watch. Daddy says I'm ready, but I'm not so sure. Daddy pushes another branch into the fire. Twinkling orange sparks fly up to the stars. I'm ready, I whisper. But my stomach does little flips. Maybe I'm not.
Thank you.
Daddy grins at me. I see you're ready, but the sun isn't. How long, I ask. Soon, he replies. A family of deer peek out from the trees. A rabbit hops by. Soon, Daddy said. Will I be able to? I take in a breath and let it out, all in a whoosh. Nothing. I knew it. Too hard. You can do it, Daddy says. I tumble into his lap. He wraps his long arms around me. Daddy smells of smoke and coffee, and his shirt feels scratchy against my face. I gulp in more air and make my lips a tight circle, just the way Daddy taught me. Whoosh! My breath blows away on the wind. Gently, whispers Daddy. The way we practiced last week. Gently, I take in another breath, and then softly, so softly, I'm whistling. I am.
First Parish is financially sustained by our annual pledges, fundraisers, rentals, donation of time and treasure, and this, our weekly offering. We ask you, one and all, to please be generous with your offering so that we will be able to continue the good work of this First Parish of Sudbury. Would the ushers please come forward to collect this morning's offering? Also, as you're pulling out your wallets, please also rise in body and or spirit to sing our hymn number 357, Bright Morning Star.
Bring down the line, belt layer of Orion, strong and bright windows of iron. Think of that, the giant's belt. Mintaka is my name. I hold the giant's pencil. That's why I get my face. Now it may seem the summer sun's a happy, jolly prince, but be wary of his UV rays, for they will give you skin cancer. Now down to business, to kill the sun. That is my goal, my aim. His reign has been far too long. Time to put out his flame.
In comes I, Anila. I am the string of pearls. I balance on the giant's waist, my light in heaven swirls. In comes I, Onatak, that is my Arabic name. You'll know me from the belt of three, that's where I get my fame. The girdle of Orion, that is what I am, wrapped around the celestial hunter who's charging down the ramp.
Hey, come on, son of the giant! Man, fuck the sun, it's still caught. I take my giant sword and wreck the sun's bubble horn. That makes the sun come flying.
I'll fight you all, and win I will, for I'm by far the hottest. You'll all be gone, you'll blink right out, and we did not
lighter than breath. He is set free in our remembrance. Grim Gretchen.
Then Vision. He goes dark into the light of the hill that holds his peace.
He's hidden among all that is and cannot be lost.
Horrible! Terrible! What have you done?
You've gone too far, you bloody stars, and slain our own son.
Is there a doctor in the house to bring him back to life?
Here comes I, Dr. Copernicus. Here to raise him, up Copernicus.
Here comes I, Galileo. I'll be here with Jalapeno.
Do you mind?
Mind I don't. I'm the doctor here now. Step back, will you?
I'm the real doctor, so why don't you step back?
He challenges me now. Any group of mine, even your size, would dare challenge a man of my intelligence.
Really?
This hammer, the right sock, can cure any man of any day, of any week. Right here.
I whistle and whistle. A bird calls, croo, croo. Another answers, and another. The forest is full of their sleepy songs. The birds are answering you, says Daddy. I want to jump and shout, but I keep whistling. The stars fade, and the birds sing, louder and faster. I feel dizzy, but I don't stop, not even for a second. The last star winks and is gone. And just when I think my lungs will burst, Daddy's whistle starts up, rich and low. I gulp in more air. Together our whistling is strong and true. The sun bursts over the mountain peak. I leap into the field and run till I can't run anymore. Then I loop back to Daddy. We did it, I yell. We whistled up the sun.
That's some good energy, huh? So I'm going to ask you to look for this wonderful yellow card in your pew. And on that, we have our chalice extinguishing. So please, we do it in unison. Join me in saying this. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun. I danced in dance for the strife and the fallacy. But they would not dance and they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came with me and the dance goes on.
Before we all head out down to Parish Hall, I just want to thank the people who spent so much time putting together what we had as a worship service today, our revels. So if you were involved in this morning's service, please raise your hand. If you are a grandparent or a parent, please raise your hand. You are certainly involved. I just want to thank you so much, and I hope that you feel compelled to come back, because you are well and welcome any Sunday. So thank you. And thank you to our dancers. That was good.